Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about driving safety. Now, in the early mornings and late evenings, when you're driving along, your ability to tell the distance between you and the next car is impaired just because of the light conditions. And when they brake, you can't tell if they're braking hard or braking lightly. So when you brake, after they started braking, you might have to slam on your brakes because that distance between you and them disappeared quickly. And then you get rear-ended by the next guy. Well, let's try to avoid that. If you put in your car an accelerometer so that it's attached or activates your emergency flashers automatically. So when you brake lightly, your lights come on as normal. But when you brake hard, and hard is a relative term, beyond a certain feet per seconds or certain G-forces on the accelerometer, when you accelerate rapidly or decelerate rapidly, your emergency flashers come on so that everybody in the area knows, hey, something important's going on. So when you put on your brakes hard, your flashers come on. Then everybody knows, hey, watch that guy. And they slow down and you prevent accidents. Now, you can set it especially for teenage drivers, so that any quick acceleration, quick turns, quick braking will turn on the emergency flashers. And because of Bluetooth nowadays, where everything is connected, you could have an automatic alert go to the parents' phones so that, kids driving a little bit recklessly or something happened. Now, it could be totally not the kid's fault and there are explanations. But if it happens on a regular basis, then you know, hey, it's not just happenstance. So it is a way to partly control your young drivers, but it's also for everybody's safety out there. So when you're driving along, and now that your emergency flashers come on automatically, and you're less likely to get in an accident, your auto insurance is less likely to pay out for said accident. So you can get with the auto insurers and get a reduced rate. Now, you get with the auto insurers, write up a nice proposal for this, submit it to the auto insurance companies. They get the car manufacturers, or at least the programmers for the car manufacturers, to add that little few lines of code. And now cars are safer, and you come get this installed on your car and your rates go down. Everybody's happier. Everybody benefits. The world becomes a better place. And I live in the world. I want the world to be a better place. And even if I don't make my 10%, speaking of which, I get 10% if you make any money on this. Even if I don't get my 10%, my world ends up being a better place. Now, if I get my 10%, then I can make the world a better place in multiple other ways, which I've broadcast on this broadcast many times. So, there are so many different ways out there of making money and making the world a better place. Well, here's my way of making the world a better place. Let's make accidents less common. Let's have the emergency flashers come on the cars anytime unusual events happen. Now, accelerometers for fast turns, fast acceleration, fast braking, But then you've also got rough roads. You running fast over speed bumps. Emergency flashers come on. Or there's debris in the road and you hit it with your tires and you go bum, 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 bum. Emergency flashers come on. Let everybody know something unusual is going on. There's debris in the road. They see it. They're able to brake before hitting it. You've helped out other people. And let's all help each other. So, that's my little speechifying for today. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.